Hello, this is Patty Page.
This is Clay Aiken.
We're the Backstreet Boys.
This is Holly Dunn.
Hi, this is Don McLean. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Singer-songwriter Liz Kennedy joins us for this episode. Hi, Liz. Thanks so much for coming back on the Sounds of Christmas podcast.
Hey, Ken. This is one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, you are so kind. I will clip that part and save it and listen to it forever. We talked a couple years ago and again last year, and I'll put links to those episodes in the show notes for anybody that missed them or just want to hear them again. But we talked about your Christmas music and some other stuff. And since we last talked, you have released a bunch of new music this year, and I want to spend a couple minutes on that before we get to the new Christmas song. So first off, near the beginning of the year was Waving at Trains. What can you share about that one?
Well, that came about because I went to my sister has a ranch on the ocean up north of Santa Barbara, and I was there with some kids and my step grandkids, and I was without an instrument, no piano, no guitar. They aren't very musical. And so I had my phone and I wrote that song using two fingers on a little piano on my cell phone. And I wrote it all, and I wrote everyone that was there into the song. My niece who's a surfer, and my grandkids playing bocce ball. And what's fun about their place is it's on the water and the train goes by. And trains right on the ocean are a part of my past. I grew up in Southern California, and there are many beaches where a train goes right by. And so, and she also has a bocce ball court right there. And the young boys were playing bocce ball, watching the train go by. There was surfing going on. So I put it all into a movie. It is a video. And into a song. And the bridge of that song really says it all, where I was lulled to sleep as a child because I could hear the trains. We lived near the beach, and I always love hearing a train at night.
I lived in San Diego for about 15 years, and I took the train from there up to LA and back a couple of times, and it's a beautiful ride, especially the part that goes right along the ocean. It's just terrific.
They'd never allow it now, probably, but it was I thought it was a special treat as a kid, all up and down. Well, do you know where, Oceanside and Carlsbad, St. Malo, mm-hmm. You know Sam Malo? I don't know. It's sort of a little Normandy village right in Oceanside. I go in there, and we always had a place in Newport, and let's see, it's not right there at Newport, but it weaves in and out away from the beach. But my sister's place, it's so extraordinary. It's right there, goes on their property. I guess it's not their property, but it's right up against it. And then you go under the train to the ocean right there. So anyway, I combined it all into a song, and it was better than I thought it was. when we got the band going on it, it was actually pretty fun.
That's pretty cool to go from two fingers on your phone to the whole band.
Yeah. It made me think, gosh, I should be doing that more often. Some of my best songs I wrote on the guitar. I'm not a great guitar player, but I don't know what I'm playing on the guitar, so I tend to come up with different things. And then I put it onto the piano. So if you take another instrument that you don't really know, but you know just well enough, you'll hear something different.
After that was Every Young Girl. Was this also a little slice of life for you?
I started a part of that song probably 10 years ago and couldn't get it right and kind of put it aside, but some of the chords. And I knew I wanted it to be about memory and about how super strong, wonderful ones. Sometimes you don't remember exactly where you were or what you were doing or why you have that memory or exactly where was that cabin we all went to? Where was that beach in Mexico? Who was that person that said that? So I knew I wanted it to be about a strong memory that you couldn't t entirely place. And then I brought in Every Young Girl because I say in it, it's all the things I did when I was younger. And I was a young girl having these memories. And I was pretty as a storm, and I was pretty as a, God, I wish I looked at it. I can't remember, but it means a lot to me. And I also sang it with my daughter at the last performance, so it's sort of a combination of me and her, but all the memories were mine.
You have a very rich past, and we've talked about a lot of your music before, and I just wonder if have you always sort of mined the past for ideas, or did it just sort of fit together like that, or is this something kind of new?
That's such a great question, Ken. I thank you, because there it's almost like there's something wrong with me because I remember my past better than anybody else I know. I could draw a map of my first school. I know all the names of the teachers I've ever had and where their class was and where my locker was, freshman year, sophomore year. I loved my childhood, and it's still extremely visual to me. So I'm seeing it while I'm writing it. And for some reason, I really like to write about things that I remember. I think also because I'm not very good at making stuff up, like just a fanciful dream or a fanciful song that isn't very real to me. So maybe it's a problem. I don't know. But I don't like to write things that I don't really feel. And if I didn't live it, I probably am not very good at feeling it. I make up some stuff, sure. I do. But I kind of keep to storytelling. That word tends to come up. And maybe it's an albatross. I don't know. Maybe it weights me down. Maybe I should make more up, but that's where I like to go, so.
Well, I think if that's where you like to go, it's not an albatross at all.
Right. So I might weave things together, but I know that some of my best lines are have probably some truth to them.
You don't have to answer this if you don't want, but has anyone else from your past appeared in your songs that they weren't happy about?
No, everybody's been happy.
Well,
Does
that's good.
everybody see themselves? I think everybody sees themselves, or I tell them, and they like it. I'm not too vengeful, and quite frankly, where I am a little vengeful in songs, those wonderful people have passed.
Touche.
Yeah.
Just a couple of months ago, you released the single While I Still Can, which seems obviously autobiographical.
It's definitely autobiographical, and it's also it's present day about making sure I really take the time to remember what it is that I really like to do. Because often when you're a woman and you're taking care of people and you have children and you do for others so much that you might forget how you played with a yo-yo forever or what you used to take a little risk with. Sometimes fun has a risk. So in my video on that song, a lot of my older friends said, oh, Liz, you should not be doing that. You're going to hurt yourself. And the younger friends went, God, I really like that song because I really do want to remember what I want to do. So in that song, for instance, I'm saying while I still can, I want to do things, not so much bucket list, but, go off and do it. But just in your daily life, in your app, make sure you still remember what you wanted to do.
Okay. I can almost hear people who are listening to this going, well, what about the Christmas music?
Yeah. Okay.
So you have a new single out, which seems a lot different than your previous singles. Your first Christmas single, Snowman Moon, which you said, at least I think it was you, the song affirms the magic of the holidays is not just for kids.
Yes. I like that. First of all, writing a Christmas song does not come naturally to me. It was suggested to me by my business promoter, Steve Belkin, to try my hand at Christmas songs. And I first said, oh, absolutely not. I don't like Christmas that much because it's a lot of me having to give great gifts and I'm overwhelmed by it every year and I don't want to do it. But then I took it on as a challenge, and whether I've succeeded, I don't know, because I haven't done a nice, catchy, upbeat song. Maybe I don't know. I loved Snowman Moon. It was kind of a magical meeting of two people at a Christmas party. Then the second one, Snow in San Francisco, was about when it snowed in San Francisco in 1975, and I was a kid, and it was very thrilling, and it felt like Christmas. And now this one, I really do love this song. I love the memory that it's about, of one of my earliest memories on Christmas Eve, being hoisted up on my father's shoulders, going outside, walking in the neighborhood. I know exactly where I was, and seeing Santa's sleigh going in front of the moon, great big moon. And I know I went back to the house, and I could tell it might have been the first time where I could sense not everybody believed me. I must have hallucinated. I really think I did. I wanted to see it so badly. I don't know. It's such a vivid memory. I know exactly what it was. Then in the video, I also love Christmas carols more than modern Christmas songs. So I made the chorus a Christmas carol by stringing together the names of some of my favorite Christmas carols. So it's a little different. And then I used as a model of the sleigh I saw, the ornament that my son made when he was in kindergarten. And I've lost my son, he died. And so it's a particularly precious memento of his that he made. So we kind of made it going across the moon. So I had a lot of fun writing it and filming it. And then at the end, it's very real to me because I say, as the years go by, family far and wide, do I decorate? Must I bake? So what do you do when you're old? And I live essentially alone. I've lost my husband. Do I have to put all the decorations out? If most of my family's elsewhere, grown up or whatever, what do you do? So my daughter has married into a really nice, wonderful family in St. Paul, Minnesota. So I say in the song, or I'll fly out to St. Paul and spend it with them, which I did last year. So It's just another personal song about what do you do? I don't know. I tied it all together.
Well, and that's, as a storyteller and a songwriter, that's what you do.
I know. But maybe I should just have something, I don't know, bouncy. I'm told short and bouncy would be better. But I like this song.
I don't know you very well, but we have talked several times, and I just feel like Holly Jolly Christmas is not you.
No. But I'm a nice person. I don't like
Yeah.
downer songs, but I like, I don't know. I guess I it just a story always comes out. I'm always telling stories.
Well, and I think that with these three Christmas songs, that they all have something in them that people can relate to, the meeting at a Christmas party
Yeah.
and knowing that magic's not just for kids. We don't carry that with us all year long, but a lot of times at Christmas, we remember that.
Absolutely.
And anyone who has been anywhere when it snows, there's part of you that does get that Christmassy feeling of being a kid when it snows. Even if you live somewhere, I lived in Cincinnati for several years and snow was a pain. But I remember
Don't see it in San Francisco.
one year on Christmas Eve, we got snow flurries and it was absolutely just magical. It just immediately felt like that. And now with this new one, when we're kids, we all want that experience.
I
We
know.
all are searching the skies.
Aren't we? And
Yeah.
then I say, my daughter just had a baby, and I say, I'll go to St. Paul and we'll all look up in the in Winston, it's his name. And I use all their names. Everyone can assume they're my daughter, my grandson, whatever. We'll look up in the sky and maybe he'll see the sleigh.
Yeah, we
Oh,
all.
listen.
Some of us still do that.
I know. Good. Do you like Christmas, Ken?
I love Christmas.
Oh, good. I love somebody that can say that right out.
I love Christmas. I don't get caught up in all of the,
Burdens.
yeah, I try not to make them burdens.
Okay.
I like to do my Christmas shopping, if not on Christmas Eve, then that week, because most of the anxiety of all the other shoppers is gone. They've either gotten what they're going to get or they're not going to get it.
They're smug about having already gotten
Yeah, some are, but I
it.
like to go out and just feel that magic of Christmas, the quiet, because everybody is gone and they're doing whatever they're going to do or they're on their way there. And I just really like that. But the lead
My
up to it.
father always shopped on the day before Christmas Eve. Always electronics. I had so many transistor radios from him. I loved him.
The lead up is always very busy. We're all very busy, and I try not to let it really get to me because I don't want it to be a burden. I'm very fortunate that I could give my wife almost anything and she would be happy because I thought of her and got her something. That doesn't mean that I will, just get some crap at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I try to think of something that she'll like, and she's very
Roll.
happy with it. And I just don't feel like I have, and I know there are a lot of people who do feel like they have lists of things that they have to buy, specific things with the SKU number and the color code and whatever else, and they have to get those things and they have to race from this place to that. And I just feel like somehow I'm fortunate enough that I'm beyond that. There are
Well,
things that I'd like to
I'm
get,
not
but
going to
if,
buy anything, but
yeah.
I'll call you when I'm having a moment.
Okay, I'll try and talk you down.
You talk me down. Yeah.
So you had three other non-Christmas singles this year, and then Lizzie's Christmas Sleigh just out. What's next?
I've got six new songs that are coming out, one at a time. hopefully each with a video of some sort. And it's the most recent album. I believe it's number six. And there will be at least 10 songs. They're all finished and they're ready, but we're releasing one at a time, and then we will package it together in an album. And I've had a lot of fun doing somewhat extensive videos. It's hard. It's a little bit costly sometimes, but there's something about the storyteller in me that really likes making a good video too. It's, you know, not nothing, you know, I'm not Beyonce doing all those things, but my own little ingenious things. I work with a great editor named Eric Peltier, and the band is great, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I don't think it's going to go anywhere in particular, but I work hard at what I do.
You work hard and you enjoy it. And
I
there's
do.
A lot to be said for that.
You enjoy it. When it's good, when it turns out, I can be plenty upset with myself if I don't think it's good. But there are songs I think are pretty good. So that's great. And I'm going to be having it's not for a little while, but my next performance is in a few months, and I'm working on that. And some new songs that aren't in this latest. I guess I'm starting work on the seventh album in my head.
Cool. Do you think the sixth album will be ready for, I don't know, next Christmas for the...
Oh, it'll be out long before that. No, not, it won't be in time for this Christmas.
Right, but next year.
Yeah, next year. I'm a little, you know, COVID got in. I don't know, but sometimes producing takes longer than you think, and then videoing. So I'm sorry it's not all ready for now, but that's okay. It can be in stockings next year.
Yeah.
But now, you know, nobody has anything. They don't do a CD, you know, that you can write a ribbon, and then I could just give everybody that. No more. What do you do?
Are you going to put these out as CDs, or is this going to be a digital? Or do you even know yet?
What do you think I should do, Ken?
I don't know. I think it would be cool to have an option as a CD, but I have no idea what the cost of manufacturing and doing all that stuff is.
Maybe I still will, but hardly any young people even have a CD player. Last year, or last album, I came out with a vinyl, and that was a thrilling process. And the artwork on the album, very retro, and it was really nice. In fact, we made made it look like it was almost worn out where the record was inside the sleeve.
I this will not surprise anyone. I'm part of lots of different Christmas music groups online, and it seems like so many people get so excited when there's something that's going to be available on vinyl.
Okay, yeah. I would do that again, maybe. That's great. Thank you for that.
Just
so that's what you're telling me to do next.
No. I'm not telling you.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't want you coming after me.
No.
I lost my house because of you. So you've got the new music coming in 2025, and you've got a performance on the horizon. What's the best way for people to keep up with you so they know what you're doing?
Call me. No, I'm just kidding. Instagram, Facebook. I'm not terrific at all of that for various reasons, but I have a good presence out there, Spotify, Apple Music, but I could be better. I could do a better job, but I could give my, I'd rather call from somebody.
I don't want you to give your number out here. You'll hear from.
Yeah. You can find me. If you look for me, you'll find me. Liz Kennedy Music.
Okay. I'll put a link down in the show notes to your social media and your website. And And anybody who wants to can click on over and find you there.
Please do.
Absolutely.
I don't push very hard, but I appreciate any interest I get.
Anything that I have missed or that you would like to bring up about any of the music that we've talked about today?
No, I guess not. I think I inundated you with enough information. I enjoyed it. I like these first three songs that are out. I hope people enjoy them. And I like my, what I wanted to say about the Christmas song, what I didn't say, is that my mother and my grandmother had an old Kodak camera, and my mother took 16 millimeter film. So I actually have 16 millimeter film in the CD. It's me as a little girl. It's my father putting me on his shoulder, not that night. And it's my brother and me, and so it's real. Most of the footage is real.
Oh, that's cool.
I should have mentioned that.
Well, you did now.
Yeah, I did now. So that's fun. Because not many people, I'm 70, I'm old, and my mother took 16 millimeter film of us. That was pretty unusual in the 50s, 60s.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that nobody was out there with a camera on that night.
I know, so I could prove it.
Yeah.
And I forgot to ask my dad about it. I probably did at some point. But I'm not lying. That's what I'll tell you. Ken, I saw it.
I believe.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us and talking about all this.
Okay, have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, I will.
And thank you so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can scroll down and find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. If you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.